Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frankie Crosetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Hal Ryan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber takes first base on ball four. Byrd moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Byrd scores. Saltzgaber moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saltzgaber scores. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. We'll see more now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 5-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. There goes Dickey. The throw from Berry to Ryan, and Dickey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry throws to second for one, and Saltzgaber throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Bird reaches second base with a double. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bird moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. It's 6-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Berry reaches second base with a double. Johnny Redder pinch hits for Wilsie Moore. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pennock moves to second. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to third for the out. Bird moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Bird moves to third. Saltzgaber moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bird scores. Saltzgaber scores. It's 8-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. It's 9-0, Yankees. John Michaels now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Chapman scores. Crosetti scores. It's 11-0, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pennock hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Yankees 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Webb reaches second base with a double. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb moves to third. Pickering moves to second. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bird. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Pickering scores. Van Camp goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Yankees. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhein scores. It's 11-4, Yankees. Otis Miller pinch hits for John Michaels. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Wieland now pitching. Howie Story now catching. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Saltzgaber moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saltzgaber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 4 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webb strikes out. 1 out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saltzgaber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Bird hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-4, Yankees. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Saltzgaber strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Whelan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howie Story is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Story hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Wieland moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got four RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Pennock hits a line drive towards the mound. Wieland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Saltzgaber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Van Camp strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Howie Story is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Story is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Story hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lucas pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Johnny Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Saltzgaber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.